Developers and some Republican legislators in southeastern Wisconsin have been pressuring the DNR to go easier on protecting the Butler's garter snake. The DNR says this year it reassessed how it reviews permit applications for projects to make sure it takes a consistent approach to guarding protected species. DNR Endangered Species Program Director Signe Holtz says the change doesn't mean species will be hurt.
But we have in no way backed away from the protection of endangered species in this state. And we have no intention of backing away from protection of those species.
But the Wisconsin Wetlands Association and Wisconsin Wildlife Federation say the DNR is potentially putting the Butler's garter snake at greater risk. The Wildlife Federation's George Meyer says the state is backing down on habitat protection in upland areas.
To assure protection, you'd have to show that there's an actual direct harm to an individual snake rather than protection of the habitat, which where we know how those snakes exist. We have concern because without that upland habitat in these critical areas, it will lead to the decline of the Butler's garter snake, which is a state-threatened species.
Meyer is a former DNR secretary. He says he's also concerned the department has implemented its policy before hearing completely from the public. He says that does not bode well for other species. But the DNR says it's treating all species the same and will protect them to the full extent under the law. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.